Okay. We're recording. So, April, if you want to go ahead and get started.
Sure. Hello, everybody. I got a roll call, and thank you all for being on this call. Hopefully you guys had the chance to take a look at the agenda that Dina sent around. We're going to go through that agenda as itemized, and we will get started. I wanted to let everybody know that on behalf of the Community Programs Group at the TS Alliance, we are very excited to be working with the adult regional coordinators and all of the leaders that we are creating and calling our Community Alliance Leadership Team. So this is our official first introduction call to you guys, but also our first introduction call to any of our extended leaders. So I look forward to seeing how this goes and receiving your feedback afterwards so that we can make sure and roll this out successfully to the other groups. So with that, I'm just going to go down the list here and thought that we should all get started by introducing ourselves. Most of us have been around the TS Alliance and TSC for a while, but may not have officially had the opportunity to give you a little bit of background about us and why we're all here. So, sorry, I have allergies and sound worse than I am on the congested front, but I'll try to be clear and talk slowly. So my name's April Cooper. I started with the TS Alliance in January of 2017. I can hardly believe it's already been a year. It's been a whirlwind of activity, and one of the reasons why we're on this call is to talk to you about some of the steps that we set up in 2017 to roll out in this year and beyond, you know, for the benefit of our organization. I have been involved with the TS Alliance for approximately 17 plus years or 18 years. I have identical twin daughters, Abigail and Amelia, who are 18 and have TSC. I was part of the original group that actually started one of the first community alliances back in 2001 and have been involved with the TS Alliance ever since, mainly because I feel like they were very important in the shaping of my daughter's lives and still continue to be as they grow into adulthood. So that's who I am. I'd like to go down the list and next introduce you to Julie Scroggins.
Hi, I'm Julie Scroggins, and I've been with the TS Alliance since January of this year. I have been involved with the Alliance since my daughter Marianne was diagnosed in 2009. I've worked on government relations, most recently served on the board of directors, and I'm just very excited to be part of this team and excited about all of the new things that we're working on and working closely with all of you.
Hi, everyone. Oh, Gail, sorry. I almost skipped you.
Oh. Awesome. I know. That's so sad. Hi, my name is Gail Saunders. I have been with the Alliance for a little over 12 years. I work in the national office and live in Maryland. I am a proud grandma of two young grandkids, and the last 5 years, I also worked in the special events on the walk program, and I, too, am very excited to work with you all. And I'm excited about this call.
Hi, I'm Shelly Meister. I live in Eastern Pennsylvania. I came to start with the Alliance as a consultant last year, so I had the privilege and honor of being mentored by Gail for the first 8 months, and then I came on full-time in September. I have been involved with the organization for 13 years. My oldest daughter, Ashlyn, is 16 with TS, and my son, Mason, is 4. I echo April's sentiments. The TS Alliance for me, as, you know, someone living with an individual with TS, you know, over the last 13 plus years, has been my lifeline for multiple different reasons, as different research and things like that have come into play. We're in a different transition now as Ashlyn's 16, so we're kind of looking at what the next 5 years looks like. Really excited for what our new community programs look like, and I'm really excited to work with all of you. So thank you for all that you do, and I look forward to working with you a lot more closely in the next coming year.
Hey, everybody. I just got on. This is Jake.
Yay.
Sorry, it took forever. It wasn't working.
That's okay. Jake, what we're doing is we're just going down and introducing ourselves. And if you have the agenda in front of you, you're after separate if you don't have the agenda in front of you. Okay?
Okay. I'm currently on the road.
Okay.
Over here at the blinker. Stuff.
Okay.
My girlfriend is driving.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm about to pull up the agenda real quick.
Go ahead, April.
I'm Shannon Grandia, and I'm involved with TSC. My husband, who you'll meet in a second, and 3 kids all have TSC. I am also driving. I'll let him kind of give you our rundown since he's missed anyway.
Okay, I'm Rob Grandia. I'm an adult with TSC. I have 3 children, Riley, Jake, and Luke, all with TSC. We're from Southern California. Me and Shannon cover 12 states on the west coast and the kind of northern left coast. I am newly elected on the board as of January. Me and my wife, Shannon, are the walk chairs of the Southern California Walk this year, first time. And other than that, we just love being adult readers coordinators and sharing our story with others, and hopefully we can hear a lot more from other people. So.
Hey, guys. This is Seth Fritz from Denver, Colorado. I am an adult regional coordinator for Region 3 and have I'm one of the lucky members of the TS Club myself, so look forward to working with everybody.
I don't think Brooke's on. She's got a lot of personal stuff going on, guys.
I'll go. Yeah. I'm Jay Kirby, and I'm ARC for Region 4. I was diagnosed 2 years old with TS and have been seizure-free and pretty healthy since then. And I've enjoyed every second of volunteering and helping out adults, and look forward to working with all of you.
Mark, you want
to? Sure. I wasn't sure if Brooke had, was able to come in. Mark Martin, as all of you know, by way of Connecticut, I'm in Tennessee the last 12 years, coming this August. I've had the awesome opportunity of being part of the Alliance since, I believe, 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. And Dan Waldron and I kind of did the first walk there. Coming down here, clinical ambassador at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital has been my prize. Last year, doing more off-site clinic stuff, had the opportunity to present at Meharry Medical College down here, talking to the sophomore med students about tuberous sclerosis. Alex is 18 now, so he was diagnosed when he was 1, so it's been a wild ride. Pretty much looking forward to starting, getting a jump start with this phone call and, you know, find some more fervency for it.
Hi there, this is Kathy. I have Region 8. I live in Virginia. I'm the oldie. I got on board in 1980. My daughter will be 38 this year. Had a lot of family history within my family but didn't quite understand it all. And kind of things came a little bit more clear with my daughter's diagnosis. Truthfully, back in 1980, my first reach out was to Linda Helm, then got involved with the TS Foundation when Vicki was there, and have just been very blessed to watch everybody else come on board and help us fight this journey. And I will actually have two from our region. Gail will have all of them, but Delaware with Shelley. I've met Shelley, but I'm looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. And Gail, just love her to pieces, because in 2006 I was in the hospital in pretty serious condition, and it sticks in my mind. She sent me a card, and she called and checked on me, and little things like that just kind of stick in your brain, and that's about it. Oh, it's not. I'm Grammy. I forgot to say that. I'm a new Grammy. First grandchild was born November 1st, very blessed, and then to our surprise, our daughter with TSC cannot have children, and had been put in for adoption, which never seemed to work out, and the good Lord had a different plan. And 34 and a half hours after my first grandchild, my grandson was born, we were surprised with a 1.5 and a 2.5-year-old. I was staying with her at the time, and foster to adopt sisters came in. So we hope it all goes through, and if it does, I would have been 61, grandchildren of none, and within 34 and a half hours, grandma was 3.
Wow.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah.
This is Scott Moskowitz, Adult Regional Coordinator for Region 7. Our first daughter passed away from TS back in 1990, 27 years ago. And at the time, there wasn't any genetic markers for TSC. And all of our tests at the time, quote-unquote, came back negative. But if you would have looked at me today, I would have gotten diagnosed with TSC. But I didn't get diagnosed officially until about 6 years ago when they doctor found an eye tumor. And then what they thought was calcium deposits were really nodules in my brain, and, you know, it goes on from there. But I didn't get involved with the TS Alliance until the West World Conference. That was the first time I ever even met somebody with tuberous sclerosis, and it was a real eye-opening experience, believe it or not. And I decided to get involved then. I've been involved from that point, and I try to be as involved as I can.
Well, I think that that covers the introductions, and I have to say that I am amazed, as I usually am, by hearing all the news stories about how TSC has affected everyone's lives so differently and uniquely. Thank you for that information. I want to now talk a little bit about some of the reorganization that the TS Alliance has done. We started the Community Alliances in 2001, and we did that as a way to mobilize our volunteers to bring about results in the area of research, mainly funding research, so that we can find a cure for this disease. Over the past 16 years, as you can imagine, the program, the Community Alliance program, has changed, has grown, has multiplied, has shrunk, has done all kinds of different things depending upon what was going on at the TS Alliance and what was going on in the economy. So over the years, you know, we've seen a lot of changes, and we realized that it was time to get back to our grassroots. That's what has defined the TS Alliance since its inception. And so in order to do that, we felt like when we looked back at the structures that have worked in the past for our organization, that our regional manager structure was how we best served our communities. And because we had experienced a lot of change, mainly since the tumor passed away, we felt like it was time to get back in touch with the communities that we had kind of lost touch with over the last few years. And so with the regional manager focus, the idea is that the regional manager can tailor a program for each community alliance that works for that community. And that's why at the beginning of the call I mentioned that you guys were all part of our community alliance leadership team, because as part of our restructuring of our staff, we're also restructuring the community. Also, we're creating a community alliance commitment to excellence program, and you might have seen some information on that. I believe you were all invited to our leadership kickoff call in January, and even if you didn't make it after the call, I did circulate some PowerPoint presentation that we had that goes into detail about our program and some of the information and themes behind what our program is meant to do. The reason why we felt like this was important for our community is because, as a general rule, we feel like goals can't be achieved until they are written down and committed to. So what we did with this program is we didn't want to overwhelm anybody in the community and ask them to do any more than they were already doing. But what we did was we took some of the commitments that the leaders in the community had already made when they agreed to represent the TS Alliance, and we put those down as goals, and we created this program. Whereas if you achieve a certain level of success, your community alliance can be awarded various levels of achievement and recognition. And this is a program that we hopefully you've heard about a little bit. We will be talking about it some more in March when we all get together, for those of you who are going to be able to join us at our leadership summit. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later, about some of the subjects for that meeting. But I wanted to let you know that part of the success of our leaders in the community, which are under the direction of the Community Alliance Chair or the WAC Chair, is pulling in our adult regional coordinators and making sure that they are part of our community and are included in our activities for not only the success of the Community Alliance, but also to reach out and reach those people in our community that we wouldn't otherwise have access to. So we look forward to the partnership that you guys will bring to our program. That's just kind of a high-level overview of the program. Does anybody have any questions about the program? Okay. So one of the things that Dina and I thought would be a nice subject to discuss is how we can work together and how, you know, what works best for you guys and how we can work with you and make sure that we include you in on the items that you guys want to be included in on. So the first thing is I just wanted to get out there so you would know that we had our kickoff call in January. We are going to have quarterly leadership calls, which you guys will be included in and asked to participate on. But the two of those a year will be national calls, like the one we had in January, and two of them will be regional calls, which I realize some of you cross regions. So to the extent that you can join one region or another or both, that's great. But you can work out, we can work it out with the regional manager and make sure that, you know, we get you as involved as we can. Does anybody have any questions about those calls?
So we were talking also about developing a communication plan. So one of the things that I just wanted to make sure that we were prepared to do, but I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of it, and you can tell me otherwise if you don't feel that that's appropriate, is in addition to our regional managers reaching out to the adult regional coordinators, either through messages, email, however you guys decide is the best way to communicate, you also could be connected to Community Alliance chairs and WAC chairs. As mentioned, those people are the folks who are managing the Community Alliance structure, and they have been instructed to also make sure they include you guys and what's going on in the community. So I wanted to just bring to your attention that it might not just be a regional manager, it might also be a community leader, and we will make sure that you guys know who all the leaders are in your community. Does anybody have a problem with that, or concern, or idea around that?
I think it's all
good. And then just the next bullet is just a mention of, whatever works for you and each person, we definitely can tailor our communication accordingly, whether it be email, text, frequency, individualized, regional level, however it works best for you guys. We're here to incorporate you into the program, and we want to make sure that we do it in such a way that it works for everybody.
What will be the difference between now and then how it was within the last couple of years, it was attempted to have that happen. What will be the difference in implementing what your communication vision looks like?
Well, I wasn't here a couple of years ago, so I can't talk specifically as to what was put forth and why it did or didn't happen the way it was. I can talk about how we are going to make sure it happens this time. And that's, when I say make sure, nothing's guaranteed, so we can't guarantee anything, but we are setting up in our community, commitment to excellence program. Some of the goals that we set up include things like including adults in their activities, adults with TSC in their activities. So we set up the goals for the community leaders to make sure that we are achieving or put every effort we can to achieve the goals of the TS Alliance. Does that help? I mean, like I said, we can't guarantee, but we can incentivize our leaders to make it happen.
And I think, and I think too, that if you find out that there was an activity that you should have been involved in or you didn't know about or you would have liked to have been involved in but you didn't get any information on it, you can contact me or you can, preferably you would contact April and let April know.
Yep.
That. We'll talk a little more about that. But, if you feel that you fell through the cracks somewhere, then you would reach out to April, and April would then go to the regional manager and say, hey, we don't want this to happen again. So we want there to be safety valves in place so that we know for a fact that that adult initiative and adult involvement is actually happening across the United States. So did that answer your question better, Mark?
Yeah, I appreciate and respect, what April said about, not being around the last couple of years. And I just, from that perspective, just I think it's important that emphasis should be put on follow through. And because when the ball gets dropped, then different dynamics can, negative dynamics can take place, and
right.
Obviously it's against what we want to do. So that was great. Thanks.
Well, yeah.
So I'd like to add that, honestly, this is Kathy, when I was on the call in January, at the very initial impulsive instinct, I thought, oh, my, I'm going to get lost in the shuffle more than ever. But then, like I let Dina know by the next morning, I feel very encouraged by it. And I really don't think I'm just being too positive, but I just think that this overall is going to be a win-win for everyone. Because like I've talked with Dina, I mean, Dina and Kristen, and whether it be Joanne with the medical end and the clinic, you know, everybody has done an awesome job. But however, you know, we will be honest, as the adult regional coordinators, it seems like if somebody was going to fall in the cracks, it looked like we did. But I'm encouraged because, you know, if one person is doing 100 jobs, that they just can't do it so much. And by initiating the need at the Alliance, I feel like to start with, to just know, you know, whether it took unfortunately losing Dee or Kristen going with her little ones a little more or, you know, Dina's long-term plan, I think they knew that they needed to put less job descriptions on each paid staff person to be able to pull off, you know, efficiently what they were doing. And I say everyone, and I'm not just saying that to get brownie points, every single person with their passion and the time and the energy they put into it still did a wonderful job. But, you know, I'm like Mark because, you know, we have been around a little bit more and we just see the importance of keeping us in the loop and keeping us informed and make sure that we get notice of all of our state events. I think that, you know, giving them an initiative will also be very beneficial because, I mean, we're not passing the buck, but each, because I've been a state chair, each state chair has one state. And when you're an adult regional coordinator, whether you have six or seven, or like Rob and Shannon that's taken on two regions, they have their state and maybe correlating with their walk or whatever. You multiply that by six or seven that we have, plus chair, co-chair, it gets to be a little bit much. And I have been very blessed, you know, to have all different degrees. I've had a chair that couldn't have been more informative, you know, knew that I was wanting to keep touch base with them and then. I've had some in the middle, and I've had some, you know, truthfully, it's like sending a dead email. But like you say, now we can still do the best on our end. It goes north and south, both ways of the highway. And if we feel like we're reaching out and they're not reaching back, we don't want to, which would be hard for me to be ugly or squill anybody, but we'd simply reach out to April and say, I don't know if, you know, this fell in one of the three regional, which I know who my two are, or if this is something that maybe you could probably talk with them a little bit. Because it might sound simple, but unless we get on there daily and check the whole TS Alliance website, I mean, there's just things that may seem simple. But, like, I had a state chair that was no longer a state chair, and I was reaching out to her because we had been friends besides TSC and her being a state chair and me being an ARC, and I was saying things like anything coming up, and I guess it's a little dumbness on my part. You know, she was talking about her children, and I just didn't get it. And one day I got on there and said, whoa, in the past I'd gotten a notice, we'd like for you to welcome, you know, the new staff member. We'd like for you to welcome. You have a new state chair in your region. I honestly had not received that. I wondered if I had overlooked it. I checked, and I hadn't. So that was kind of a biggie to me, to be honest with you, because I was reaching out to one and we weren't communicating that I didn't come right out and say, well, are you still the state chair? And finally, when I did, you know, go into great detail, later I called and I said, you know, I'm so sorry, I didn't know you had left, and we discussed a few things. Another example, in my own state, we have a clinic in Richmond now through VCU, some people call it MCV, and there have been people, I feel terrible, that I've been telling the different options they have for the state of Virginia, and needless to say, I didn't mention MCV/VCU because I didn't know they existed. So I'm thinking, well, how did I not even know this clinic is even new and upgoing? Then I searched and searched for hours and hours one night, truthfully not feeling good, nothing else to do, and I went to a place that had click on new clinic, and I found it. In the same way, I live 45 minutes from my own UVA hospital. And last year when I went for my annual appointment, they were talking about this doctor that had TSC. I got to meet him, and he was going to stay on and start the adult part of it. And honestly, I stumbled onto something, thank goodness, through the TS website that it didn't quite turn out the way, you know, that I had thought it would. And it might not seem important, but when you're talking to someone and you're saying, you know, I've met this doctor himself, and he's really awesome, and then they go over there, and, you know, it's a little things that I really feel comfortable that it's going to all pull together and just be better for everyone now.
Well, thank you, Kathy. That was very nice of you, and I couldn't agree with you more. And for a couple of reasons, just to mention one more thing about why or what's our incentive of our motivation to make this program a success. I mean, we don't know, frankly, if this is going to work, but it has been very well received in the community. And just so you know, the goals that we have set for the community roll up in exactly the same manner and volume as they do in the community up to the regional manager, and the regional managers roll right up to my goals. So all of our goals are tied to the success of this program. So we really feel that in addition to it being well received, we also now with the addition of Julie to our team and Shelley full-time and our reorganization internally, the four of us truly feel like we have a great team in place to carry this out. So we look forward to making this program a success. So let's hope that we look back in a year or two and we can see a difference between what happened in the last 2 years versus the 2 years prior to this. And any time, like Dina said, you guys have any problem, because it is a lot of work you guys are doing and coordinating, we will be doing our best to make sure that you are in the loop. However, you know, things happen sometimes very quickly, and sometimes we don't even get notified of an event happening, you know, a couple days before it happens. We will definitely do our best to make sure that you are included. But if there's something that gets overlooked, please don't hesitate to let us know and make sure we do know. And if there's a way to do things better after we try it this way, we're very open to changing this program or adding dynamics to it. It's not set in stone, and we don't know that the way it's set up is going to be the best way for the program in the end. So it will change and fluctuate, but please give us your feedback along the way. The last section we wanted to talk to you about, Dean, and I just wanted to clarify and make sure, mainly for the adult regional coordinators, when you should reach out to Dina and when you should reach out to either me or the regional managers. So Dina and I reviewed this morning, but just to reiterate, if you if the adult regional coordinator receives any referrals or requests for a specific constituent information, whether it be TSC clinic, medical advice, a support network, matching, or any peer-to-peer contacts, those are still all going to be handled by Dina. My team, are going to handle Community Alliance and event-specific issues around community gatherings, your walks, what's happening, community fundraisers, whatever is happening at the community level. So with those specific things, please come to us with any of those questions or issues.
So, April, just to clarify, so if they were not, say they find out something happened and they didn't, they weren't aware that an educational meeting or gathering was happening, uh-huh. should they contact you directly or should they contact the regional manager?
Well, I would actually hope that they would contact both of us to let us know. And I hope that that doesn't happen. I mean, the community gatherings, typically we have more lead time on those, and we shouldn't have that happen. But I do know that you guys have cross lines, and sometimes that might get lost a little bit. So I can see how it could happen, or especially in the past. But please just let us know. I mean, anytime anything's missed like that, just let me know, let the regional manager know, or both know, whatever you feel most comfortable with.
Does anybody have any questions about that? Is that clear? Does that?
Well, I guess I have a question is, you know, we quote unquote reported up to you, Dina.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, are we like calling the responsibility of regional manager now, or both? Like, but like laterally.
I'm not understanding your question, Scott.
Well, I mean,
give me an example.
That if we had any issues, we'd sooner go to you than Carrie, because we report into you, and that would be two hierarchies.
You wouldn't be comfortable contacting your regional person or April.
No, I'm comfortable contacting anybody.
Okay.
Anybody in the organization, it doesn't matter to me. So.
I think what she's saying is that if it's an issue that's involving something in the community alliance or some kind of a community event or gathering or something the regional manager would be handling or managing or overseeing to let us know. That Dina's just going to let us know, too, so you're free to let whoever know you want. But
yep.
we're the only ones that on our side that can do something about that particular issue, so we would definitely like to know about it.
Okay.
So I think the clarification is if it's something with one of our adults that we need assistance with or we're struggling with, as usual, we call Dina for, like, our main resource. If it's something with the actual community alliance, basically we weren't notified or we weren't getting contact, then we just kind of need to contact everybody so everybody knows we're going to stay on top of it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I got,
just to be clear, we are not trying to put any requirements on you, the community program group. We are trying to incorporate you. So you shouldn't have to be, you shouldn't be impacted by that. Hopefully, in a negative way, it should just be all us giving you information and or asking you to maybe distribute information to your network. We're not going to be asking you for information more than likely.
So actually, if you're talking to an adult in one of your states and they just need to connect with somebody, you would have the information to say, well, they're actually having a gathering on this date at this time. You might want to attend that gathering. Or they're having a walk, and you might want to do that. So making sure that you're aware of any educational meetings or gatherings or walks that are going on or fundraisers that are going on. Whatever's happening in that state, you can give that information to that adult that you're talking to so that we're all connected, that, and I am, didn't keep everybody up on what was happening on all of their states, because I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what was happening in all the states. I couldn't. So I think that changing it into regions and having the regional managers is going to make it so much easier, because they're just going to automatically, you're starting to see that now, I think, they're going to automatically, when they send an email out about what's going on, you're going to be on that list. You're going to always have that information. But if things are falling through the cracks for whatever reason, we have to know so that we can get that changed so that that doesn't happen. The adult initiative is too important, and I can't stress this enough to you guys, because you know what I think about the adult initiative, is we have to make sure that adults in the United States feel supported, because all of the children that we're helping now are eventually going to be adults. Mark, Alex is 18. April, both her twins are adults. So we want to make sure that there's as much support for adults as there is for families and children. And you guys are the, you know, key component to that. And making sure that you have the information you need to give it to that adult is so important. And I know every one of the regional managers know how I feel about that, how April feels about that, and how Kari feels about that. So that's one of the reasons why we're trying to make sure that you're in the loop on this. That's why we're taking the time to make sure that we understand where your concerns are and we can address that and we can support that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dina.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My quick question was, because I know I had talked to Dina and I've been working with Julie and April since we're taking over the SoCal Walk, and we talked about, like, getting the local ARC involved with the walk so that the adults also knew that they had that support there. Is that something, and this is a question just across the country, is that something that's going to be with the walk chairs, like, talked about trying to get more adult involvement in the walk?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So is that something that's going to happen in D.C., that we're going to talk about the leadership, or is that something that's just going to go out to the walk chairs?
No, there will be a representative from the ARC there that will be talking about the community, getting the communities, local communities working with their local ARC chapters and why it's so important for them to connect with them, to know them, because they're all about transition and adult support. So that's so important, and we're really going to push that. One of the things is making sure this year that the walk chairs are the ones that will be reaching out to the local ARCs versus me reaching out, then giving the information to the walk chair, and then the walk chair reaching out, you know. So we're just trying different things, you know. The first year we were partners with the ARC. There were four local ARC chapters that made walks. Last year there were 10. That's not enough. There are all, over 600 ARCs across the country. We should be connecting with them at every walk. So April and I met, talked, and thought it would be a good idea to focus in on those local walk chairs and have them reach out to the local ARCs. That way there is a relationship building with them, which is what we want to happen. So Trudy, I forget Trudy's last name. I'm sorry. It's evading me. But anyway, she's going to be presenting at the summit and talking about working together in that partnershiping at the local level.
And you know what, Dina? I realized that we talked about the leadership summit when we were developing our agenda, but I must have dropped it off the list when we were typing it up. So if I could quickly just let everybody on the call here know, for those people attending the leadership summit, we are very excited, and another outcome of our new community program is developing this, what we hope will be an exciting leadership summit, which we will use as in years, future years, 2019 and beyond, as a way to entice people to perform again against the goals that we established in our commitment to excellence. But this year, we have an exciting program lined up that I just wanted to tell you that we had heard in the past that our leadership training program, previously known as that occurs on the day after the March on the Hill was getting boring and stale. So we are bringing in an expert who is going to spend the afternoon. We're going to spend the morning talking about this program some more. We're also going to be talking about the resources in our community, which is when we'll be talking about you guys, clinic ambassadors, the ARC, and various other resources. So we will be talking about the resources in the community. And then we will be in the afternoon, after we have a joint lunch with the board and have some presentations, we're going to be spending the afternoon with an expert who's coming in to help us with our community organizing and connecting in the community, and also fundraising in the community. So we're very excited about bringing her in. She's going to spend the afternoon with us. We've had her make a presentation before to the board, and she was fabulous. So I think everybody's going to be in for a treat for those who can join us at the Leadership Summit.
That's all. This is Kathy. Can I add something that is on the same line to that? That is actually, if we had time, one of the concerns of mine, and I think truthfully it probably would be of all of the adult regional coordinators. I know that we have to get a perfect fit, whether it be an adult regional coordinator or a state chair, and we're so great about that. But even though it doesn't apply to me personally, because we've been blessed that my daughter, you know, did go to college and she is married. But unfortunately, you know, there are a numerous amount of, you know, our constituents that we reach out to that do have adult children that they're caregivers of. And I kind of feel like that is what I'm most lacking for trying to help them, because you know, I don't know about the other adult regional coordinators, but like out of my seven, I have one dependent that the position's been filled, you know, for one state, but I don't have it for the other state. And I try my best to try to connect them. You know, I give them the choice. Do you want to go with me since I'm an adult regional coordinator and your child is legally of age? Do you want to stay with your state chair because you feel like it's more with children and gatherings and more on their levels at different benefits and events? Or, hey, you don't have to choose. Most of mine have chosen, truthfully, to stay with on both lists. Because that way they feel like they are adults. And, of course, we're accepting them in the adult role. That's what their child has become. But yet, if we have an adult just for, I know the calls, we have our independent, semi-independent, calls that, you know, Dina heads up and we all have. But then, you know, there's some, they say, for the dependent caregivers too. But is there any way that hopefully in down the road that position can be also filled more? That I think for years, you know, even when my daughter was a child, you know, like I said, I'm an adult. I hope we always all grow up to be adults. I fought and fought and fought for the adult initiative like so many. And now that I know with age and health, I just don't know how many more years I'll be doing this. Even though it doesn't apply to me, I think it applies to our population. And I'm wondering if we can try to maybe get more dependent roles filled, that I don't feel like I'm shoving them off with my lack of knowledge, or, you know, giving them actually, when I say ARC, I don't mean adult regional coordinators, I mean the actual ARC, of course. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so the Dependent Adult Transition Resource Coordinator Program was developed to fill that gap. Presently, I have 19 Dependent Adult Transition Resource Coordinator. I need 50. I've not had the time to recruit to actually try and go out and get individuals. We're hoping that this new structure will give me the time to be able to go out and find individuals to fill that role. And that's what their role is, Kathy. Their role is to support caregivers and parents of dependent adults, making sure that they have peer-to-peer support, that they're connected to all the resources that are available to them to help with their dependent adult,
They're there to be knowledgeable about the ARC and what kind of services and supports they can provide. But unfortunately, there are 50 states and we only have 18 dependent adults. And I think, and I don't know if you've been in your email, but I actually did email to all of the actually, I didn't. I've got to send that. I do have them and actually have the Dependent Adult Transition Resource Coordinator that is in your region, so you'll know what state has one, their contact information, and vice versa, that they have your information. And what I did today was I sent them your information, but I haven't finished the graph that I have to send to you. So you will have your Dependent Adult Transition Resource Coordinators that are in your region and how to contact them. So if you get
7 states and I have one, what do I do with these other 8 states? Do I just...
You refer them to me.
Okay.
You refer them to me, and I will support them as best I can. They might still just reach out to you because you're a parent and you understand. But any of you in the states that you have, if you run across a caregiver or parent that you think is very knowledgeable and would be interested in being a DAT resource coordinator, please shoot them my way because we need to fill those. My goal in the next 4 years is to fill all of the DAT resource coordinators. I'd like to have 50 in place when I retire. I would like to have a parent mentor, education parent mentor in every state when I retire. I want those programs solid before I leave. So I'm really going to put a lot of time and effort. But I really depend a lot on all of you out there because you work directly with them. You know who's knowledgeable and you know who isn't. So I need your help in that avenue. But I am presently looking. Go ahead.
And Dina, I'd like to add, because as somebody who also has that title, I think that this program, the way we are united, is going to benefit everybody because even as the coordinator, I don't get to work with the ARC as much as I would like, and I need to search for more of those resources. So I think the program as a whole, as we're pulling the ARC into the walks and the communities, and we're working more with the community alliances to kind of see what specific needs are so you can investigate exactly what the community needs, it'll benefit everybody across the board. So
right.
I think
and
that this program as a whole, it's really going to help even those transition-dependent coordinators.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, once we start having the ARCs at the walks, then we're going to identify those individuals that we think would make really good DAT resource coordinators. So I think it's a win-win all the way around. So, Kathy, we do know that that is a huge need, and hopefully in the next 4 years we're going to really put an effort forward so that all 7 of your states you're going to have a DAT resource, a person that you can refer a family to. But in the meantime, please refer them to me, and I'll try and make sure they have as many resources that I have available to them. But know that they're probably still going to reach out to you because you're really good at that. You just are. And people just like talking to you. You're a great support.
I heard somebody laugh at that.
Laugh of approval, Kathy. Laugh of approval.
I think I heard every person laugh at that.
No.
I don't want to hold the call, but one thing I definitely, the database. Poor old Venus could go, here comes Kathy. I know everybody's really, really starting to work hard now on the database, but we just have to, for the sake of every volunteer, whether they be a state chair or adult regional volunteer, to use our time wisely, we need to do it for the people that I feel like have got kind of lost in the shuffle because they, no matter how much you bug them, no matter how many times you put on the alliance, you know, check with Jay, check with this one, check with that, is everything up to date? But also, you know, like when the dead letters come back, it's a TV show, when the dead postcards are coming back and the dead magazines are coming back, I really, 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 really would love to, because I'm like Dina. You know, I'm not going to say 4 years, 4 days, I don't know. But at 61 and being into it for 38 years, I'm just so elated where, and I could start crying, I'm so elated where I've seen things come. But I don't know with my health, and I've got a little bucket list, like Dina's got a huge bucket list of things that I would like to see done in the database. If we could please get that as up-to-date as we can and send it out to each of us so we're not calling dead numbers and we're not emailing bouncing back. And I know that we've been originally told the March 1st we would try to get a new one out. I've got enough sense to know this last survey that they've been working so hard, all of you, to get people to do, and I'm hoping they're having a good turnout on that. They gave them to March 31st deadline. Well, I kind of know you won't have this by March 1st if they're not even going to, you know, if they've got an extra month to get that done. What do you know, April, about the database?
That won't be the last.
Yeah. Actually, this is one of my pet projects. I hate to admit it because I will be forever labeled the one responsible. But I have been working behind the scenes to try to get some of the underlying issues corrected with regards to the database and keeping the information up to date. We are making progress, and we have a plan in place, or almost in place, to move forward with cleaning it up officially. And when I say that, we already try to clean it up manually, but we're going to go through the process of actually scrubbing the database and making sure that we get it as clean as possible and as up-to-date as possible. So I don't have a date on when that's going to be done, but it is something that I started working on last summer. And I feel good about the direction it's going in. We have money in the budget to take care of it. It's just a matter of getting it all defined and then implemented.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions or concerns before we get off the call? Everybody,
does anyone have one? Because I got one left, but I want to make sure everybody else, I want everybody to have a turn.
Go ahead.
I'd like I'll try to explain it the best I can. Something I'm confused about, I know back in, like I say, I go clear back to the 80s and 90s, and I know back then they didn't have an official, I don't think, chair per se, but we had an attorney who did it for Virginia. Because I attended one. They used to have their own personal fundraisers. It was a garage sale, a huge garage sale. And the funds that these TSC families in the Richmond, all that area gathered, went to their personal use of things they've done. I know that I've ran this by, bless her heart, D, years ago and said it couldn't be done. I've talked to Dina about it a couple times. I've ran it by Kristen. I've got enough sense to know that some people aren't honest. And you could be out there raising all kind of money and saying you're going to do this and go get a massage. But here's what I'm trying to figure out. When you're trying to do a fundraiser with your own private fundraiser, I don't mean walks, I don't mean events. I'll give you an example, a yard sale, a garage sale, selling barbecue chicken, even smaller things. Why are you not allowed to do that, number one? Why are you not allowed, even if you have to be accountable and say this is where I'm going to do with it or this is what I'm going to do with it, when it's your hard work that you've done 100% on your own, whether it be trying to raise money for your spouse to go on one of the trips or whether it be for you getting to go, we need more funding, to be honest with you. There again, state chairs have their state. We have multiple states. And how are we supposed to be the best we can be of what we're trying to be if we don't have the money to get to different states in our region. What brainstorming could we do on that? Or is it just still the same answer and I will accept it? No.
I'm not understanding the obstacle, the money, raise money for, you're saying to do a fundraiser to raise money for,
like if they were going to go to the World Conference and let's say they did
to the World Conference,
help them get to the World Conference, or if there was an event in another state, and there is some money in the budget to get the adult regional coordinators to a walk that's fairly close, but not a lot of money. But what she's saying is she wants to go to a walk that's two states away and she has to take the train, or somebody would have to fly and have an overnight, that they, to raise money specifically for that purpose to help them get to where they needed to be. That's what she's saying.
And you want to, so any, obviously anybody can raise money for any reason they want. You know, you could put a GoFundMe page together. So you're saying use the TS Alliance?
No, maybe that's been my error. Maybe I have just been silly reaching out 100% honest each time, asking, can I do this, and being told no. For an example, one time my church was going to do a huge community sale and have they were having like six different vendors coming in, either giving all their money or half of their money to my cause. But when I ran it by, I was told, you can't keep any of that. All of that has to been turned over to the Alliance.
And I've done that my whole life.
And
was that Dee that told you that, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe the best thing, Kathy, for us to do is you and I to have a conversation so I can better understand what you are doing and what you've been told and the circumstances, and perhaps we can figure out at least why, if it's no, why it's no, but see if there's a way to do something, you know, also. So I'd be happy to sit down with you on the phone, Kathy, and just talk to hear more about what you've tried to do in the past and how you've tried to do it to see if there's a different way.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
And that, of course, would go for all the adult regional coordinators. If they wanted to have some type of an event, you know, it's something that is discussable, you're saying.
Well, I mean, we have to understand if the purpose is what the purpose of the fundraiser is for, if it's to attend TS Alliance events on behalf of the adult regional coordinator. I think you know, the fundraiser, we just have to have a call. I just need to ask some questions because there are fundraising parameters that we like to have in place if you're raising money and your expense ratios and stuff like that. So maybe that's what's coming into play, that is why somebody might have said no, but that doesn't mean that we can't figure out if there's a way to do it.
Okay.
I just need more information. So we can exchange some emails and come up with a time that works for you, Kathy, and I'm interested to just hear a little bit more about what kind of things.
We probably should wrap up.
Figure that out. And then in March, we can always get updated from you, April, and from Kathy, what you guys figured out or before that. So.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and don't forget, like Dina said, there is some money in the budget for those that you have walks locally are like one state over, like when we went to Nevada or we went up to Northern California. We were reimbursed for that travel time because there is some money set aside. It can't be days or trip or overly expensive, but for all of us, that money is there to use, and we just need to – I just ran it by Dina and said, hey, is this one feasible? Is this okay within the budget? And she let me know yes or no. So we got to remember that there are some resources out there for us so that we can be involved in the community. We just need to clarify before we take the step to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're past our hour, and I don't want to keep anybody on the phone really late. But, Kathy, definitely I think you and April need to have that conversation so we can clarify that. And then you can share that with us in D.C., or April can share that with us in D.C. So, okay, does that sound like, is that okay? Sounds good with that?
Sounds great to me.
Okay. Kathy. So thank you so much, everybody on the call, and all of you are awesome. You're amazing. What can I say?
As are you.
And, but I think this is, I told you this before, I think this is a better way to go, and please understand that the adult initiative is very important to everybody, and that's why we had this call, and that's why your input is vital to the success of this program. So thank you. Everybody have a great night, and I'll be talking to everybody.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bless you. Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.